Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday, which means our dear friend, Delana Dixon, Miss D, joins us. Hey, Miss D, are you there?
I am, and I'm back in Georgia after spending a wild and crazy week at Art Basel in Miami. It was so much fun. I just had a great time.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Welcome back, darling. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
So Prince Harry is encouraging people to quit their job if it doesn't bring them joy. In a recent interview with Fast Company magazine, the Duke of Sussex, who quit his own job, let's remember, as a senior member of the royal family in 2021, said that job resignations during the pandemic aren't that bad. He went on to say, quote, "In fact, it's a sign that with self-awareness comes the need for change." He went on to say many people around the world feel stuck in jobs that don't bring them joy. And now they're putting their mental health and happiness first. This is something to be celebrated, is what Harry says. Harry added that lots and lots of people who left their jobs during the pandemic were inspired by a much-needed cultural shift. On the surface, it looks like the last couple of years brought all these issues to the forefront. In reality, it is these struggles and issues that have been brewing for quite some time, he went on to say. We are just beginning to have a mental health awakening. Miss D, he's getting a lot of pushback for this. He's lucky he has a $12 million home and lots of money. He can quit his job and still live a very nice life. Most other people cannot do that. What do you think about all this?
Well, in theory, this makes sense. You want to do things, we talk about this all the time, you want to surround yourself with kindness and joy, and we spend, what, 80% of our lives at our job doing work, so you want to do something that makes you happy. However, in practice, most of us don't have, like you said, $12 million to fall back on. So even though we would love to do it, it's not always humanly possible. But I do understand why he's saying that for your mental health, you should do things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
It's just that coming from a prince,
yeah,
it's a little bit like you don't live the rest of our lives where we have to pay our rent and our taxes.
Yeah, I wish he had said that first. I wish he had said, listen, it's different for me because I've got all this money and I'm a prince. So I understand it's different because in reality, a lot of people can't quit their jobs. I know that. I don't think my dad enjoyed his job for all those years, but he had to stay with it until he retired because he raised the 5 children. I'm the youngest of 5 and the whole family on it. But I do think what Harry is saying here, big picture, is not a bad idea. If you are doing something that you don't enjoy, and we spend so many hours at a job, you've got to change it. I was at the top of my game when I was a publicist. I had some of the biggest stars in the world. I didn't like it. I didn't want to be a publicist anymore. So fortunately, I did manage to save a little bit of money and it allowed me to transition into a job, which is what I'm doing now that I really love and does give me joy. Once again, I know I'm one of the lucky ones and I had the money to do that. But do think about it. It's not something that we can just totally dismiss as a rich, silly, entitled prince, but it's also something that we can't just ignore. There's some truth to this. Hey, what do you think about this? Harry is encouraging people to quit their job if it doesn't bring them joy. Do you think this is good advice? Or is it terrible advice? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D, I'm going to hand it over because, as you can probably tell, I'm having a few vocal issues today. I've got a really sore throat. There's nothing wrong with me. Don't anybody get too nervous. But I do have a little bit of a sore throat today. What are you working on, Miss D?
Well, it's that time of the year where everybody gets a little nasally. Yes. So we both might sound a little nasally today. But I am working on Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, the cutie reunited couple. They are working so hard to bring their families together. So they actually went out for a trip to the Regency Theater in Los Angeles, and they brought their kids. Well, Ben's oldest daughter, Violet, wasn't there. But they are just working to figure out a way to bring it all together. We know that Ben has 3 children. He also has Serafina and Samuel, who went out with Max and Emmy. Those are Jennifer Lopez's twins.
Right.
Now, back in August, a source close to E! Online said that it is Jennifer's goal, J-Lo's goal, to make sure they are connected, not just the two of them having fun traveling the world. They want to make sure their children are in on this. And now Ben spoke to WSC, and he reflected on the role that he plays as a parent and emphasized how he teaches his children to have good values. So this is just them trying to figure out how they're going to take the most important part of their lives. We know these two really care about parenting and family and bringing them all together. And they looked really
cute. They do, don't they? I love this. This is much more complicated than first meets the eye. Anybody that has children knows this. Children can be really difficult. And if those kids don't get along, they're going to tell you. They're not going to pretend to get along to keep mommy and daddy happy. No, 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 no. They're at the age, I think her twins are 13 now. They're going to let her know if they do not like Ben's children. Thankfully, it all seems to be working out. And I do think that Jen and Ben are handling this beautifully. My sources tell me that the two of them would be engaged and married by now if it wasn't for the children. Ooh. But they're not going to get engaged and they're not going to get married until they have at least formed a foundation for these kids to all get along and feel as if they are one family. They don't want to just throw them all in together and say, you deal with it. No, they're not taking that route. I think it's really, really smart, really responsible. Good for you two. Hey, moving along, there's a rumour out there that Chrissy Teigen and John Legend bought an entire row of seats out at Radio City Music Hall. Well, that is not true. It is not true. So the couple was spotted taking their children, their daughter Luna and son Miles, who's just two, to Radio City Spectacular featuring the world-famous Rockettes. Now, sources took a photograph of them and it looked like the row behind them was totally empty. This led some people to believe that they bought out an entire row behind them so they wouldn't be bothered. In the row behind them was their bodyguard, but the rest of the row looked as if it was empty in the photographs. We should point out, seats to Radio City can cost as much as $251 per seat. Ooh. So it's a very expensive thing to do. Now, the Rockettes, Radio City, is saying this is not true. They did not buy out the entire row behind them. So we're not quite sure why that row was empty. But I have to say, Misty, I've been to the theatre with some very famous people. And what they often do is they buy not the whole row, but the two seats behind them for their security. So I know when really super famous people, when Hillary Clinton goes to the theatre in New York, often the two seats behind Hillary are for Secret Service, just so that you can't, like, touch or pull someone's hair or get too excited, or it'd be very dangerous, I guess, sitting behind somebody. So there's all these things about being famous that we never, ever consider. And it's much more complicated, I guess, than what meets the eye. What do you think, Misty? Have you ever been around very, very famous people and seen bodyguards being super, super protective?
Well, I went to see Diana the musical, and actually the writer of it, David Bryan, who was part of John Bon Jovi or Bon Jovi, actually sat next to us, but he didn't come in till the last minute. So he wasn't sitting there having a conversation with us for the entire show. He slipped in right before the show started. He actually did speak to us. So that was great. My friend and
that's
I.
That's fun.
And then snuck out just a few minutes before it ended.
That's what...
But of course, you have to worry about protection. You don't want anybody pulling anybody's hair. Or as my mom did when she was sitting behind Lucy Liu at a show, start talking to her and saying, my daughter says you're famous.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, they don't want to do that. John Legend left about 5 minutes before the end of the show. So often when the lights are still down, when it's dark, they slip out a little bit early. And also, too, they don't get there till the very last minute. I've sat outside a theatre in somebody's car waiting literally for the show almost to start. The lights go down and then they whisk the celebrity in and you don't even see them. That's what's going on there. Hey, Chrissy and John, I hope you enjoyed the show.
Well, Travis and Kylie Jenner are basically, they're keeping a really low profile. You know, we had the Astroworld Festival tragedy. And a lot of people think that this caused them to split, but Khloe Kardashian, her sister, is kind of making sure that that's not the case, and she's speaking on this rumor on their behalf. So Jenner and Scott, they're getting ready to have their second baby, and this is what's really interesting. The two were actually going to be on the cover of W Magazine together. It was a really beautiful shot. You know, he's with their daughter, Stormy. The two of them were together. It looked like he was kissing her baby bump. But in the light of everything that's happened, the magazine cover was scrapped and it's not being used. It's been taken off of digital. However, some of the magazines were actually printed, and right now W is trying to get them back before they got out there. But one kind of is out in the world. So basically what Chloe is telling people is, listen, I don't know why people are saying they're split, but they're very much together. Mm. And this is very interesting because she's going through her own issues with her boyfriend, Tristan Thompson, and Belle. This has been such a serious case, what happened at Astroworld. And I think it's very, very important that they're keeping a low profile. This is going to change how they deal with the public for the rest of their lives.
It is. This is make or break for these two. This is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and we want to focus on the victims here. But Travis and Kylie are definitely part of this story, and it is not over yet. However, rumors that they have broken up are not true. More news on the Chris Cuomo scandal that we did really, really early on this show. So now Chris has quit his job on Sirius XM, although Page Six are implying that he was actually pushed out. He was asked to leave, and then they let him quit before he was fired. But also, too, he is saying, quote, "While I have thick skin, I also have a family for whom the past week has been extraordinarily difficult. So right now, I have to take a step back and focus on what comes next. That means I will no longer be doing my show at Sirius XM. I think, Delaina, this is a smart idea. He should lay low for the moment and figure out what is going to happen. Going on live radio every day, I think his show's an hour, maybe 2 hours, is a mistake. Let's remember, he's in the middle of a major investigation. It could become a criminal investigation. A young person at ABC has come forward claiming sexual misconduct. So Chris is in a lot of trouble here. I think it's probably best for him to shut up.
Absolutely. And let's be really honest. Is he able to focus on doing a show? We know that you, when you do a show on a daily basis, it doesn't matter if you get sick or you had a bad day before, you have to be up and ready. Right. And I just think his mind is probably in a million places dealing with what happened with his brother, losing his job, right, obviously these alleged sexual allegations. So right now he just needs to take a step back. And let's say he's actually in that category where he probably has a little money in the bank account where he can actually take the time off that he needs. And I think one of the things that I find really interesting that he says is that it's not just affecting him. When something happens to you, it just doesn't affect yourself. He's got a family. He has children. And they have to listen to this and see this every day. So I think right now he wants to be there for them and get through this in the best way they can all do.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with a little scratchy voice, don't worry, Anna. Dear friend, Mr. Lena Dixon, Miss D. Hey, let's get to the polls, Miss D. Thank you, darling. Prince William has revealed how Taylor Swift convinced him to sing on stage. He looked so awkward doing it, but who's going to say no to Taylor Swift? Is William more fun than we think? We often think of William as a stuffed shirt, as somebody that doesn't have a lot of fun. What do you think? Is he more fun than we actually think? Yes, he is. 71% said William is probably a lot of fun. I agree. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
It's our nicest of the day, and our nicest of the day is Chris Knopf. He's defending Sarah Jessica Parker amid the fallout with Kim Cattrall. So we know these are all stars of Sex and the City, and we know that Kim did not return for the new show, and Just Like That, that's coming to HBO in just a few days. I'm so excited. So basically, Cattrall and Parker, they reportedly butted heads over salary negotiations and the fact that Kim didn't want to return for a third Sex and the City movie. And as we all know, Kim's brother died in 2018. Allegedly, Sarah Jessica Parker reached out to her and Kim accused her, saying, "Oh, you're using this death to try to make you look like the nice girl."
She did.
So Chris went and talked to The Guardian and he basically said, "I have to tell you," and he calls her SJ, which is so interesting. "I have absolutely no idea what Kim is thinking or her emotions. I do know that I'm very close with SJ, and Kim's description of her don't even come close. I liked Kim. I thought she was marvelous in the show, and some people move on for their own reasons. I just don't know what hers were. I wish the whole thing never happened because it was sad and uncomfortable." So he's defending. Mr. Big is defending Carrie, and you know, I'm kind of here for it.
I am too. I also like, too, that by defending Kerry, he's not trashing Kim here. It's a very, very careful, very thoughtful statement. But I stick up for my friends. I do. I'm there for them. And you don't have to trash somebody else to defend a friend. I think this is just lovely and nicest of the day. And now it's time for our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. So the woman who broke into Drake's house in 2017 is suing him for $4 billion. It's crazy, isn't it?
What?
So Drake's Los Angeles home was broken into in April 2017 by a crazed fan. And now that crazed fan is suing the rapper. So per Radar Online, Miss Collins is suing the chart topper for $4 billion, claiming defamation, claiming that he said terrible things about her. Drake has responded, saying that in 2017, someone broke into his home when he was not there, and he did not really have any details about the trespasser, including her name. He went on to add, "I do not know the plaintiff. I have never met her and have never communicated with her. I did not even know of plaintiff until this lawsuit was filed and served." This is our naughtiest of the day. And let's end with a moment of romp. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. Sponsored by my new book, The Four-Word Answer. When you make no decision at all, we are actually choosing not to change. The only one with the power to decide to change your life or continue with the status quo is you. Behaviour, good and bad, all begins with choices that we make every single day. You got to make a choice. And if you don't make a choice, you're actually making a really big choice. It's all about decisions. What do you think, Mr. Ia?
I agree with this 120%. Now, you know me. I have a very hard time making a decision. So sometimes it's very easy for me to make no decision at all. And I get in my own way. I'm my own worst critic sometimes. And so I am trying every day to be brave and make a decision. Now, I might make the wrong one. I'm going to say that does happen. But if you don't make any decision, you're allowing somebody else to take your power. So you have to make one and stand in your truth, stand in your convictions. And even when you make the wrong one, it probably is going to lead you to a right one. Follow your intuitions. Don't be afraid. Jump off that cliff.
Amen. It really is about comfort or courage. And it takes a lot of courage to do anything in life. There's so many people that come at us on social media, in our jobs, in our family. It's often easier just to do nothing and disappear. Courage or comfort. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rom and Miss D Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!